With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba.
Welcome back to 24 Hours of News in Rugby League. Not much to touch on today. We did have the New South Wales squad announced last night. And, of course, the only change there, Jake Trbojevic, he will miss game two. They brought in Angus Crichton and Dale Finucane. I'm expecting Angus Crichton to be on the bench there for the New South Wales Blues. So the real only change there, I was going to do a live reaction, but not really much to dive into. I think we all could have predicted what the Blues are going to do here. More interesting, we've got today the Queensland Maroons team is named, and there are rumours flying around everywhere surrounding this game. It looks like Caelan Ponga, he will miss this game. Harry Grant is another one with a big injury cloud around him. And there's been a leaked Queensland team that I've seen. This is what I've got at the moment that I reckon the team will be. We've got Reece Walsh at fullback, Val Holmes on one wing, Kyle Felt on the other wing, so Xavier Coates dropped from that side. Capel and Gagai make up the centres. Cam Munster at 6, DCE at 7, Christian Welsh up front with Josh Papali returning. Harry Grant not named here. Andrew McCulloch from the St. George Illawarra Dragons will start in the 9. Jai Arrow in the second row, so he didn't move to an edge, with Felice Kafusi on the other side. Big Tino locks a scrum at 13. That means that the bench will run as Ben Hunt. We've got Francis Molo making his origin debut from the North Queensland Cowboys, soon to be at the Dragons. Got David Fifita. And we've got Mo Fodder-Waker on the bench as well. So that is the side that I believe they're going to run with from what I've seen. That's probably the leaked one that I trust the most. Very, very interesting. There are a lot of big changes there, and to drop Fifita to the bench, a big call. But I think in the modern game, this is sort of how you can go about it. I've spoken about this a lot, that being on the bench, it isn't a huge downgrade. I don't think they got anywhere near the best out of Fifita that they could the other day. So maybe bringing this guy some impact during the game is how they're going to get the best out of him. Very, very interesting. Now, as I said, this is just a leaked side that I've got my hands on. I'm not sure if it's the exact team it's going to be, but keep an eye on that. Obviously, Reece Walsh will make his debut if this team is right. I'll see Andrew McCulloch come in after a couple of years out there. Ben Hunt returns as well. And, of course, Francis Molo, probably the big bolter there, one that I would not have expected. But when you look at some of the injuries they've got and whatnot, obviously Jaden Sewer, he misses this team as well. So a lot of changes there for Queensland if this is the team they name. They're naming it at some point this morning, so when they do name it, I'll give my live reaction after work this afternoon for you guys, so stay tuned for that. If you haven't listened already, this morning we dropped our best Cronulla Sharks side of the NRL era, the best 17, so go and have a listen to that. Clarkey joined me for that one, a really good chat, about 40 minutes or so there, diving into the history of the Cronulla Sharks, a really good listen there. Cheers, guys. Have a cracking day. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.